How are things going, Prairie Plains Casa here in McCook?
Things are going really good. We are getting ready for our upcoming fundraiser that we're doing on Saturday, February 21st. So that's what I wanted to come and talk to you about and tell everybody about this really fun event that we're having.
The String Beans are going to be here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the String Beans are a really fun, active group of guys that sing, and it's this is a kids' concert, so obviously Prairie Plains Casa, we advocate for children. So we thought this would be a really great thing to have kids come and just have a fun Saturday dancing, singing, and, you know, getting all that extra energy out with the incredibly nice weather that we're having. So the plan was that it'd be snowy and cold and the kids would need to get out, but the weather did not have the same plans for us.
I think it's just been pushed back like to March and April. Okay. I think it's still going to happen. It was just, it's pushed back a little bit. That's kind of the consensus with everybody I've talked to so far.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So this is one of our larger fundraisers that we put on. And like I said, it's a fun concert that we want everybody to come out to and enjoy. We'll have popcorn and candy for sale and just a really fun event.
City Auditorium, 1 o'clock start time on that set. It's going to last a couple of hours, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. It'll be a good chance for the kids to, you know, get all those wiggles out. We did deliver flyers to all of the schools in the Southwest Nebraska area, so it's going to be a big event. There's going to be a lot of people there. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, we have some for sale at M&B Bank. And then there's posters up around town that you can scan a QR code and pay online that way if you'd like. Great event for parents to bring their kids, for grandparents to bring their kids. It'll just be a lot of fun. And I have to credit Linda Graff on this, who really... she knows about the String Beans and brought it to us. She's on my fundraising committee and has just been a huge part of this whole production to help us put this on. So we are really excited about it.
To my recollection, String Beans' first appearance in McCook? I don't remember them being here before.
To be honest, I'm not sure, but I know that they are a Nebraska band and they tour all over the place. So it might be their first time here. Which will be really cool.
All right. And three gentlemen. And look, judging by the poster, they're not incredibly old. Maybe guys 20s and 30s, maybe, or something like that.
They just look like a fun time.
Yeah,
so I've seen a couple of their videos on YouTube, and they're a lot of fun. Just a lot of like sing-along and interactive music. So it'll be a good time.
All right. So tickets, once again, are available right now.
Yep. They are available right now at M&B Bank. And you can purchase them online through our website.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to just call my office or stop in, we can give you tickets there as well. So, and they'll be available, obviously, at the door.
We will cross our fingers when the 21st, that's a week from Saturday, when it gets here, we do have nice weather for that one.
Yes.
Yes.
That'll be perfect.
Exactly right. Very good. Otherwise, you got a great staff, great board and everything, Prairie Plains Casa. You're continue to do what you do.
Yep. We are currently advocating for 38 children in the foster care system. We do have a wait list of children. So if anybody is interested in volunteering, we could really use the help. Like I said, there's a few kids that we have that are waiting for a CASA volunteer. Our training right now is all online, and you work through it with Michelle. It's about 5 weeks, 30 hours total. So it's not a light ask for the volunteering, but the work that you do is very, it is rewarding. Mm-hmm. So, we'd love to talk to more people about it, but we do need volunteers. So if anybody is interested, please reach out and contact us. Our office number is 308-345-8817.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just happy to talk to anybody anytime about CASA, what we do, fundraising, all of it.
Now, you have some other fundraisers as we get towards spring and summertime too, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
We are getting ready for the CASA corporate games. So that's open to any business that wants to put together a team. It's $500 registration for the team, but it's 5 days worth of activity. So we have pickleball tournament. We have We do bowling, golf, cornhole, axe throwing, and they're all on each night of the week, and it is so much fun.
Well, was last year like the first?
No, that was our second year.
Okay.
Yeah, so last year, the team from Parker, or I'm sorry, not the team from Parker one, they came in second, I believe. The Scan Clan from Community Hospital won, and they did a killer job. And the year before that, it was First Central Bank that took first place. So we are excited to see this year the competition kind of heat up, and it's a lot of fun to watch adults compete for stuff.
Sure. So they get the word out now. You're hearing it, so that start thinking about putting a team together.
Yes, it'll be the third week in June. So I believe that's the 21st through...
Yep, you got it right. Third full week, 22nd that Monday.
Yeah, so that week. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then we kind of ended up with the Bash on the Hill event that the Chamber puts on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. It's just a really fun week of, you know, competing. We're not quite sure yet on, we're throwing around a few ideas on the events this year, so they might be different, but I'll definitely be back when we have those locked in, but get for it.
You bet. Just get those teams ready.
That's
June will be here, and if you want to get the same team members or just some different ones this year, want to do it for maybe for the first time, hey, go for it.
That's right. It'll be fun.